The controversy around a top Democratic fundraiser named John Wong continued today. Secret Service logs show that Wong was a frequent visitor to the White House, much more frequent than White House officials had previously admitted. Republicans jumped on the new revelations as further evidence of a cozy and possibly illegal relationship between the White House and the fundraising arm of the Democratic National Committee. NPR's Philip Davis reports.
John Wong, a vice chairman of the Democratic National Committee, has helped the party raise more than $4 million over the past year. He's a former official in the International Trade section of the Commerce Department. Ever since the Democrats were forced to return a $250,000 donation from a Korean firm earlier this month, Republicans have asked whether Wong tried to use his former Commerce Department connections to make improper promises to foreign firms in return for their donations. Wong insists that even while at the Commerce Department, he had little to do with policymaking and none whatsoever while at the DNC. The White House concurred and said that Wong rarely visited the White House. But according to leaked visitor logs kept by the Secret Service, Wong visited the White House 65 times over the course of this year. To Republicans, who have been accusing President Clinton and the Democratic National Committee of unethical fundraising tactics, the revelation raised troubling questions. Here's Republican National Committee Chairman Haley Barbour.
What was a DNC fundraiser doing at the White House all that time? Raising money, which is illegal? Conducting trade policy? Why did the White House officials repeatedly refuse to admit how much Wong was at the White House?
Federal election law is designed to keep fundraising as separate from policymaking as possible. It is illegal, for example, to raise funds at the White House, though the president may, of course, attend fundraisers elsewhere. According to published reports, the last time Wong visited the White House was earlier this month, just a few days after the improper donation from the Korean firm was made public. When asked about Wong's frequent presence at the White House, Deputy White House spokesman Mary Ellen Glynn said that a fast scan of the logs seemed to indicate that most of the visits were for social purposes. Wong was often invited to events reaching out to the Asian American community. Wong, in a deposition this week, said that he's kept in touch with several friends in the White House as well. Meanwhile, other allegations about Democratic fundraising continue to pop up. Republicans jumped on a story from a Taiwanese magazine that accused Mark Middleton, a former White House official, of trying to get Taiwanese politicians to donate money. The Taiwanese government denied that report. The White House noted that Middleton quit over a year ago. Yet Republicans say Middleton continued to represent himself as a White House advisor, and that as recently as today, when they called Middleton's number, they got a message from the Office of Senior White House Advisor Mac McClarty.
Thank you for calling the White House. To reach Mac McClarty, please dial 202-456-2000. To reach Mark Middleton, please dial 202-737-9305. Again, thank you for calling the White House.
But before the morning was over, Middleton's name was no longer on that particular White House phone message. I'm Philip Davis in Washington.